This morning's reading comes from James chapter 5, verse 7 through 10 in the Common English Bible. Therefore, brothers and sisters, you must be patient as you wait for the coming of the Lord. Consider the farmer who waits patiently for the coming of rain in the fall and the spring, looking forward to the precious fruit of the earth. You also must wait patiently, strengthening your resolve, because the coming of the Lord is near. Don't complain about each other, brothers and sisters, so that you won't be judged. Look, the judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of patient resolve and steadfastness.
All my life, I've heard this old saying that patience is a virtue. Well, I'm here to tell you I don't have it. I am without virtue when it comes to patience. I've also heard this saying that all good things come to those who wait. I don't like to wait. My wife, she knows this. She knows that I cannot stand being late to anything. If I'm supposed to be here at 10, I'm here at 10 minutes till. My wife is just thinking about getting into the shower about 5 till. If I'm scheduled to go to someone's home and we're supposed to be there for an engagement of some sort, it says be there at 2. My daughter and I, we go through the house and we set the clocks back so... She does that because she knows that it drives me crazy. And yes, Ken, I know that's a short walk. But it still is the thing. I have no patience. Is there anybody in here that, besides me, that doesn't have patience? Thank you, Angie. Wink, way to go, buddy. Patience. I've often thought about what it would be like to be one of those patient people that never really get anxious about anything. You know, I will guarantee you right now, just looking at Angie, the kids have to be at the school program today at 2, and she's going, he better hurry up. Am I right? See? I can look at my wife, and she knows that the thing is happening at 2, and she's thinking about 1:58 if she's still going to go or not. Patience. Today, James teaches us in his text, using the analogy of a farmer, how a farmer patiently prepares the ground to plant the seed. The farmer patiently works that ground as he plants the seed. Once the seed's in the ground, the farmer, using faith, hopes that seed takes root and grows. Then he patiently waits for that seed to mature and become the plant so he can reap the harvest come the summer. Today I want to take a different look at this text. Kind of a, let's use our imaginations. It's one of the things I used to do when I played with little toys. It was last week, you was there, you know. Use your imagination on this. God painstakingly created this world millions and millions of years ago. We'll let all those Darwin people believe that. That the world was created the way they like to think it. Evolution came along. But we still remember the Big Bang happened and God created this world. Long before man inhabited this world. God patiently waited for his plan to go into effect, for his people to walk the earth. God waited patiently. Let's think about that. God's sitting back and he's patiently waiting on things to grow and develop. But God could do that quick. But he patiently waited. He patiently waited for each one of you to become developed as small little embryos growing in your mother's womb to someday be born, take life, to walk this earth. God patiently waited. Just like the farmer's waiting on the seed, God's waiting on the seed that's inside of you to develop. Now let's think about all the things that God's done in your life, how he's prepared the fields for you. He's went before you and made it where you're fortunate enough to live in one of the best countries in the world. No matter what we think about our government, no matter what we think about the chaos that's happening in Washington and those crazy people, God created us in a great place. Last time I checked, folks, we haven't had planes flying over the top of us, and we're having to lay down in the streets to avoid gunfire. We're blessed. God planned that out. God planned out every step of your life for you, and you just don't realize it. When God closes a door for you, it's because you've made a wrong turn. And he's given you the opportunity to come back another way. Patiently, God waits. He waits for us to come home to him. And we're too busy. We're too anxious. We're too busy like Angie and I. We want it to happen right now. She's got her things that she's anxious about. I've got my things that I'm anxious about. Me as a pastor, I stand before you and I ask this crazy question. Why are you all waiting on coming back to God? Why is it that everything in life is more important than God? As a pastor, I think that all my sermons are great. Go ahead, laugh if you must. I think my sermons have some thing every week. I'm going to come back here and draw. Something every week that you can glean from. Something that helps take you from where you're at in your life and guide you back towards the cross. I want it to happen that quick for you. And God tells me constantly, be patient. Be patient. I had a mother call me from one of my former churches the other day, and she said, what do I do? So what are you talking about? She says, my daughter's left the church. She walked completely away. The church had nothing for her. She didn't want anything from the church. What should I do? Should I make her come back to church? And I pointed out to her, your daughter is 22 years old. Making her do anything ended years ago. Now you have to allow her to have the option and realize that the seed that you planted inside her at an early age is growing and developing and nurturing, just like James is teaching in the text today. You as a parent, you've got to be patient and realize that God's at work there. That your child that walked away from the church is realizing the church is still there. They just don't choose to be there at that moment. Just like each one of us, I can successfully say we look through this room today, each one of us has had a time in our life that we just didn't want to go to church. Mine was about 46 minutes ago. You know, it's one of those things that we have that moment in life where, well, church is just not real important to us. But God patiently sits back and he waits. He waits for us to come back to him. So this week when I was preparing this sermon, I sat down and I thought, how in tune is the world with God? And I started thinking about our new age stuff. You know, I looked for a sound effect for this moment right here. But how many of you, and Eddie, you just got rid of yours, so you know what that sound is. Dial-up internet. Remember that sound? Ring, bing. And then you sit there and you think the world's so fast at your fingertips. How many of you have high-speed internet now? Go ahead, put your hands up, all of you. Half of your friends of mine on Facebook. So you've got that right there at your fingertips. And if it's a little delayed, you kind of, as this one, clicky, 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 clicky. If I click fast enough, it'll get quicker. And then you have to come in there and spend hours closing windows to speed it back up. Because somebody's got a finger like Flash Gordon, and it just goes right through it. But that's just in the last 10 years that we've watched dial-up go away, and none of us want to ever see that again. If you want to find it, go to my in-law's house in Southern Illinois, where to get internet, you come into a room and you stand there like this with your phone and get it right next to the beam so that you can pick signal up. And you worried that the world's not fast enough for you. So as I was sitting there, I was thinking about all this fast-paced lifestyle that we all live, and we don't really have any patience anymore for anything. I thought, how in tune is the world with God? 2012. Anybody want to guess how many times the Bible was downloaded to a cellular device? Wink, go ahead. 500? Keep trying, buddy. 2012, the Bible was downloaded to cellular devices in the United States alone 100 million times. 100 million times somebody downloaded the Bible to their phone, and where are these people at in church? Me as a pastor who's anxious, I'm thinking, we ought to have 3 or 4 services because there's so many people in Alpha want to come hear a great message from a super pastor that we have to have extra services. But God says to me again, wait. Wait. My people know my name. They know who I am. They know where I am. They know how to get in touch with me. I want them to find me on their own. So I'm going to wait. Have you ever thought about that? Has anybody ever thought about God waiting on you? When you're off in doing other things, more important things in your life, it's the only opportunity that we have to go to the lake is on Sunday. So we'll go Sunday there. And then we hear the standard everyday lie that all pastors have heard in every church across the world today. Well, I don't really need a church, preacher. When I'm out there on the lake, that's when I'm best in commune with God. Okay. Been on the lake on Sunday mornings, been doing a lot of fishing before. Never in my life have I ever seen anyone stop, set their beer down, and pray. Not a bit. Used to love to watch racing, NASCAR racing. And they had these, always had a prayer beforehand. And I wondered then, does anybody pray? Or do they just listen? Do they never really grasp the opportunity that's there? How God patiently waits on you to talk to him. For you to open your mouth and express that, God, I know you're there, but I got this other stuff going on. And him tell you these exact words, it's okay, my child. I'm here. When you're not in tune with me, I'm in tune with you. I'm patiently waiting on you to realize I'm watching over you. I'm protecting you. I'm going where you go. I'm doing what you do. I'm watching over you. Patiently. Now, there's a lot of us in here that are parents, right? Or grandparents. Or we've been around small children before in our life. How many of you have ever taught a child to tie their shoes? Come on. Don't be afraid. You just want to jump in there and just tie that shoe when they've sat there for 20 minutes. And you've tried everything. Oh, watch the rabbit go around the tree. Oh, let's make butterflies. Let's do this. Let's do that. But you sit there patiently because you know if you jump in and do it for them, that child will be wearing Velcro shoes their entire life. Wish my father-in-law was here because I'd really point that out to him. Never in life is it a good option other than when you're that size, and I'm not pointing to Adrian, that size to wear Velcro shoes. Learn to tie. But we sit there and we watch a child slowly tie that shoe as a parent, as a guardian, as a person watching over them, where we could jump in there and do that chore for them and make things go quicker. We have to be patient. A watch pot never boils. You got to be patient. God being patient with us. He's taught us what we have to do. We need to quit wearing Velcro and start tying our own shoes. We need to quit waiting for the pastor or the liturgist to stand before you and read the scriptures. You got to open the book. Dive in there. Question the words written on the pages. And patiently wait for God to answer. Patience. Patience. A little history on this text, folks. Today's text was written by James. For those of you who was in the Bible study, who is James? Jesus' brother. Now I'm going to have to ask you, is he younger or older? You all laugh, but there's been that question. James watched what his brother went through. His flesh and blood brother. James was extremely mad through the first four chapters of his book. The fifth chapter, James steps back and he says, you know what? We've got to be patient. The Advent season, we need to find out what patience is about. Because my brother is coming back. And when he comes back, he's coming back with a vengeance. And he's going to take what's his. He's going to claim it as his own. Be prepared for it. Be ready for it. Don't be vacant from it. James was anxious. He had no patience. He wanted people to understand what his brother went through so we all could grasp it and rejoice in it. The past 3 weeks we've talked about hope, peace, and today we're talking about patience. Realize love's coming. Love is coming. Are you ready for his arrival? Or are your schedules just too anxious to work him in? Please stand and join us in our closing song.